we are not able to do exploit. So the Bible says that for lack of knowledge, my people perish. This perishment can be fatal one, and it can also be because you don't know, you don't get what you need to get, or you cannot even contend for what belongs to you. So the lack of knowledge is not only in the place of salvation, but in the place of our inheritance. When we lack certain wisdom in God, we are limited in how we access it. I mean, I've been a Christian, let me say, maximum 10 years. And I'm using that number because I want to concentrate it, okay? And I want to tell you that until now, I've never had the picture of the womb brought to me in a way where I would practically begin to live a life where I do acknowledge the system of the womb. So you can imagine the ignorance I was living in before. Why do I say that? There are women here on this platform, isn't it? Let me ask you, those of you who are at the age of maturity, where you are into the cycle and the period of the man, do you think you can ignore the biological reaction and actions and promptings of the womb? I'm asking the women here, do you think you can live a life where you ignore it?
No.
Are there women on this platform? I'm asking a question. Do you think you can ignore it?
No.
There are some women, they even become grounded because of that. In fact, you plan your life around it, you spend around it, everything you do is around it. How you prepare for intimacy with the man of your life is around it. The man too does not have a choice. How he also prepared to have it is also around it. When it comes to conception, carrying of seed, preparing to bring to life an inheritance that is from God, you need to make sure that you manage the cycle of the womb. Basically, sorry to say this, but it brings the men that are here are supposed to learn their wisdom here. It brings us to the fact that if indeed the physical womb that the woman carries has an implication spiritually, then all of us must wake up and ask ourselves, what sort of womb seasons do we have spiritually that is ongoing that we've neglected? Do you realize how messy a woman's life can be if she decides that she's not going to manage the cycle of the womb and just want to live a life anywhere? Can you imagine the hygienic implication? Can you imagine the shame? Can you imagine the mess? Can you imagine the inability to even come before people? Can you see how it can affect her ability to move, to do things? I mean, if she decided that I've neglected it entirely. So I want you to understand that if God made the womb, the system of the womb, as a part of the way he created this universe, then it is up to us to come to a place where we discover how the womb works spiritually, so that we live a life wisely, knowing how to manage the seasons of the womb, so that one, we don't have failed conceptions, we don't abort destinies that we are already in gestation of, as in processing or nurturing to come out. We don't expose divine destinies that are caught up in the womb of time. Don't do things that would affect us later in the future. And I tell you this, that the more this thing gets opened to us, the more I know that almost like everything is built on the womb system. Why? Because for our Savior to manifest on this earth through the womb system tells me that it is the pinnacle of all things when it comes to fruitfulness, manifestation, and life. It is a serious thing. It's not only just a theory or a concept, but basically that is our daily life. I remember just 2 days ago when I was speaking, I mentioned that Jesus, when he was slain, was put in the belly. And in the belly, it is the womb. When you read the Wycliff, which is the WYC version of the Bible, that is Matthew 12, 39 to 41, it says that Jonah was in the womb of the whale for 3 days. Now, listen to something here. And then it comes to say that, so the Son of Man will be in the heart of the earth. Other versions will say belly. Others will say heart. Others will say belly. But then, the interchangeable use of belly and womb a still womb. Why do I say that? When we say belly spiritually, we are not referring to your stomach. A lot of people think that when the Bible makes reference to belly, he's talking about your stomach. Please, no. Your stomach does not keep life, or your stomach does not keep seed and bring life out of it. It is only the womb that has the power to represent both death, burial, has the power to represent seed that gives life. In fact, the belly, which the Bible speaks of in representation, is the womb, because it is the womb. He says, until a grain of seed fall to the ground and what? And die, it abide alone. But when it, until it does it, but when it fall and it grows, it brings many. Why? Your stomach does not bring many, many lives to you. It is only the womb that receives seed and brings forth many. Hallelujah. It is the womb that receives seed and brings forth many life. So when we speak of the belly of a man spiritually, we are not talking about the stomach where food enters. We are talking about the womb of a man. Do you know that there are two things that happens to the womb of a man or the womb of a woman? Either what enters is accepted and then it brings forth life, or it is not, then it dies. That is the same way the belly of a man spiritually works. So when you are receiving the word of God into your spirit man, your belly, as we speak of your belly, your spirit man, as the Bible says that a sower went to sow, and so sometimes it is represented as the heart of a man or the heart. We are speaking of the womb of the spirit. That is where the word of God is sown. That is why the Bible says that whatever a man soweth, he would what? He would reap. Look, we don't sow in our stomach. As for our stomach, sorry to say, the two things about the stomach, if you eat, the food would edify the body, and what happens? The rest come out, isn't it? That's not how the womb function. If you put something into the womb, two things, either it will keep it for life or it will reject it and abort it. Are you listening to me? So here, when we are speaking concerning the belly which Christ was in, we are talking about the womb of the earth. And to bring to your attention here, let me tell you this. The earth that we see is the biggest picture of a womb that God has presented to us. But for many, I don't know, maybe some of you know, but then for many, many years, maybe you don't see the earth to be a picture of a womb. The earth really is a big picture of a womb. That constantly, you and I, anytime, practically, anytime we would want to harvest something in life, we will sow the seed. Maybe if it is farming, those of you who are into farming, you would understand this better. We will sow the seed into the womb of the earth, and then it will produce its fruit and it will give us life for us to eat of it. Our life is surrounded by the concept and the cycle of the womb. We don't live outside it. So it is not just one of the theories that, True Light Ministries, we've gone to pick and we are trying to tell you about the cycle of the womb. But it's a very powerful thing that if we come to a place of understanding, then, trust me, if we would walk by the wisdom of saying to ourselves, oh God, thank you. Thank you for the word. And then we begin to live as a woman would diligently manage the cycle of her womb. Then, trust me, guys, we would do great exploit. We would do great exploit. We would outwit the enemy. We would have the upper hand of life. We will protect our seeds. We will protect our seeds. So, again, I repeat, the womb system is a God system. It's not because God created a woman and gave the woman a womb, so we come to understand that this is a womb. This is, no, it's a God system which existed even before he decided to create us as men. Hallelujah. Because the first man, or let me say the first entity that was first buried in the womb of the earth, was not man. It was Christ himself. I repeat, it was Christ himself. In fact, the Bible sometimes says that the firstborn of the dead. Sometimes when the Bible make mention the firstborn of the dead, I ask myself, why Adam died, Adam in the physical realm died before Christ. Why is Christ the firstborn from the dead? Because truly he is. He was the first one that was killed before the foundations of this earth. He was placed in the womb of this earth as a sacrificial lamb for the earth. He was the seed that went into this earth. And this makes it a better understanding. And what you need to understand is that the death of Christ from the foundation of the earth was a seed in the womb of the earth. Then you understand that God's knowledge or God's understanding of putting a seed that goes through the process of death is not a seed that dies as in being buried, but a seed that he sows in the place of the womb. Do you know what? If a person does not practice the concept of the womb, they have no expectation of life when they put their seed in the ground. And in the ground, I'm talking about life. Why am I saying that? If you do not respect the concept of the womb, when you are putting a seed in the ground, you are actually performing a burial. A burial is different from putting something in the womb. A burial is when you put something in the ground to die. But when you plant, you put something in the womb of the earth to expect life. So the reason why if you observe the system of the womb, it would help you so that the seed that should have died would live, is that you would observe the ovulation stage that a woman enters into and have an opening for life. And if you are here and you're a man, you don't understand the ovulation stage. It is the most conducive and most fertile phase of a woman's life in her season, that she's open both sexually and in terms of fertility, ready to have conception for birth. It is the full, sometimes they say full bloom. It is the most fertile and receptive phase of the woman's what? Cycle of the womb. And in that season, there are two things. If she's playing around with the man she doesn't want in her life, she doesn't have a choice. The womb would take the seed. And same way, if she's playing around with the man she loves, that same thing, the womb would take the seed. The womb is opened. This is why you need to be careful. So there are people that mistakenly have opened their wombs up to seed that they didn't expect that it would have life, but because they didn't respect the phase and the stages of the cycle of the womb, they took certain seed that they didn't want. But the womb is not, as I say, the womb is not afraid of blood, and the womb some way somehow is sovereign. You might be willing as a woman to have a child, but the womb can decide that I'm closed or I'm open. Why? Because the way God established the cycle of the womb, he put a sovereign right to it so that he can open and lock it. Look, God can lock your womb against your will. I repeat, you can have 1 million intercourse, you will never get pregnant. I say that God can lock the womb. And I'm saying this for you to understand that the womb has a God kind of places a sovereign right over the womb. And so when you are dealing with the cycle of the womb, you need to be careful. Now, in this, again, when I say this, we are bringing it back to life. There are many of us that have opened ourselves up in certain opportune moment to certain people that have entered into our life. There were bad seeds in that season, and they have, like, if God doesn't step in, they have affected our lives in ways that we cannot take back to this very day as we speak. But you know, in the cycle and in the moment that you took them in, you thought they were, you were just playing and that it won't do anything, forgetting that you cannot control the cycle of the womb. This is why I think I was speaking to Joy and deliberating on this, and she mentioned this to me. This is why you can be a husband, have lordship over a woman, but she can go and sleep with another man and still bring you a baby. Do you know what that means? That means that God has, in our realm of life and in the spirit, God has given us the womb. But if we decide to come to a place of having conception with just anything, we will carry the seed and the fruit of it. Whether we like it or yes, we will carry it. The God will be our Lord, but we still come back home with what do we call that kind of a baby? Many of you have brought babies into the household of your fathers that, or your husbands, that does not belong to them. And here I'm talking about the lordship of Christ over your life. We have brought certain things into our life that God did not permit us to yoke with. It was unequally yoke. And unequally yoke is not only about marriage. There are certain friendships. There are certain lifestyles. There are certain life. The Bible says, what has darkness got to do with light? Or what has light got to do with darkness? In the tree, it says, Esumni haini chaka. Light and darkness have no union. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you listening? Yes, the season of the womb. So the womb has a sovereign, The womb has a sovereign. Look into your life and you realize that, oh, you did something. No. And some people think everything that they do, it is Satan. If you are not careful, you would open your womb and you will carry the seed of the serpent. And funny enough, after carrying the seed of the serpent, you will give birth to it and it will come and bite you. the thing will come back and bite you. You know, in the book of James 1:15, it introduced us to the concept of the womb, but where sin is sown. Is that starting from the verse 14, it says, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is lured away and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, he gives birth to what? To sin. And when sin is full grown, it gives birth to what? Death. All these things is in the concept of the womb. James 1 verse 14 to 16. All this thing is in the concept of the womb. You will give birth to full grown element of death that will torment your life. And you are wondering, how did this happen? How does this family even plan this? How did the family have this? What happened? Somebody gave birth to it by opening his or her womb to the seed of the serpent. Look. We can all look back into our life, and we can see signs of the seed of the serpent. That now it is full grown. We have given birth to it. It's not a matter of abortion. And you know what? After giving birth to it, you live with it. Somebody say that the giver of the seed. Say the giver of the seed. Is greater. We have a prayer point on bringing forth something that is sinful. When you bring forth something that is sinful, the cycle of that thing must end. If not, that when that thing is full grown, it will leave and it will perpetuate its seed in the cycle again. You see, sometimes I always say this, that it's because how people have misinterpreted the Bible, and because of that they put everything to ancestral curse. People are living a careless life, a foolish life, and you have conceived and brought something out, and now you are blaming ancestral curse for doing that thing. James say your own evil desires. You know that Kululu project, fraudulent project you were doing, when you conceive it and it's full grown and you give birth to it, you know, the process of conception is always sweet. No matter, even if it's from the devil, it's sweet. But after conception has taken place and you have given birth, then you know that it's not that sweet. When that fraudulent thing was going on, you were happy. You had your share. Don't you know that when you were having your share, that was part of the conception process? And don't you know that when at the time you were hiding it, it was gestation and nurturing period, hidden growth in darkness. And then when it gave birth to prison. Now the fraudulent activities has exposed you that you have been put into prison. But all these things happened through the cycle of the womb. And you might be thinking, oh, so the womb, that person, where exactly, where do I look for the womb? Look, I tell you the truth, that if I don't bring to your understanding and our senses for us to be alert of the seed of the serpent, we will toy around with the seed of the serpent and think that God is giving us something, but it is not from God. The giver of the seed is greater. May God abort every seed that is not of him in the name of Jesus. And may anything that is grown that we've given birth to that is not of God, may he put an end to that thing, so that we do not have repetitive cycle of grown things in the name of Jesus. Look, and we'll pick up a prayer point on that. Please remind me, when David had a diabolical conception with Bathsheba, the Bible says that God did not allow the baby to live because it was an abominable child. But you see that the conception took place, the womb conceived, the womb nurtured, labor took place, and she gave birth. David cried all the cry he wanted to cry for that thing to live. God said that in the place of the kingdom, this thing will not live. In the place of God, that thing that is of the seed of the serpent that you have given birth to, it shall not live in the name of Jesus. God will put it to death. That situation, God will bring an end to it tonight in the name of, if you are willing, God would put an end to it. Remember, it was not David who killed the baby. It was God himself that ended the life of that baby. There are seeds that originated from sinful desires, from the serpent. Seeds of things we've done that the origin was sinful in nature, that we don't have to. Look, God will not allow us to play with them. We need to put it to death. And he will help us do that in the name of Jesus. I said, and he will help us do that in the name of Jesus. Good. Now, I want to speak about being carriers of the womb. You know, I've realized that we as carriers of the womb, we also live we also live in another womb. How? When God brought the woman out of man, the rape phase of bringing the woman out is a form of a womb that the woman was brought out. And when the woman was brought out of the man, she also carried a what? A womb. Now, if you realize that the system of the womb is interconnected, there is womb in phase one, womb in phase two, womb in phase three. So most of us are found in seasons where that season itself is a phase, a season that God has brought out so that he would carry certain people in that phase, in that time phase, in a certain womb, so that at a certain particular time he will bring those people out. And that those people that God is bringing out as well, they are also carriers of certain dimension of divine giftings, callings, abilities, liberations in their womb in that state. Are you listening to me? So when the Bible says that he searched for a man that will bridge the gap, it was a certain season and a certain period that the womb of redemption had opened its face, its womb out, opening. It was an opening, and God was looking for a seed that will be implanted in that womb of redemption, so that a man would be born as an intercessor, a redeemer for the season. And look, when I speak like this, don't think that God is looking for infants, babies, that they are going to be birthed new. Yes, it can be the case, but it is also a change of mindset where you conceive that in this season I can pick the signals of the birthing of intercessors for True Light Ministry. Therefore, God, I dedicate myself as an intercessor, because you have identified that there is an opening in the womb for which you have entered into the season of that womb. Therefore, you have become a conception to God. He said that you are my battle axe, my weapon of war. How did that happen? God found that man in that season at that point in time to be a seed of weaponry that he can wield and use against the nations. And his name was Cyrus. Strategic positioning places us in the womb of divine time that God is willing to do certain things. And let me tell you, like I said, the womb of time has no respect necessarily for anything, but it has only one respect for the will and the purpose of God to be fulfilled. God couldn't find a deliverer for the people of Israel. He finds Cyrus. Cyrus was an unbeliever, but God said that for the sake of my purpose, you Cyrus, I have wielded you as my weapon of war. I shall use you. Isaiah chapter 45. Go and read.
Isaiah 45:1.
He says, you do not know me, but for the sake of Jacob and believers, God is short of true believers in a season of an opening where he's looking for true intercessors, looking for true evangelists, looking for, like, tell me about it, everything, looking for people, entrepreneurs for the kingdom. and believers are in church busy killing witches, and wizards, and Satan is happy. He has given them the womb of what? Barrenness. He's given the womb of, because what you're doing would yield no result. So God brings a womb system into seasons so that people can enter and they too become carriers of womb for things for their dispensation. God brought, to make it clear to you, in a season, according to Galatians chapter 4, I don't know if it's from verse 4, 5 going, when they say that in the fullness of time, the Son, in the fullness of time, the Son of Man was revealed through the Virgin Mary giving birth. Now, the fullness of time that he's talking about, you know that he didn't say that when time was right for us to find Mary, but no, he says in the fullness of time. That means that there were many virgins, but God couldn't choose them. Why? Because they, in as much as they had a womb and they were virgin, they were not in time. But when the fullness of time had come, he found a virgin called Mary. Mary was not the only virgin in Jerusalem, or was not the only virgin who has lived in a time. In fact, there are some that even died virgins. But this womb of redemption was tailored to a particular time. And when that time was up, God found Mary. God found Mary. So Mary was actually conceived in the womb of that season. But in Mary too was a womb that God in that season placed the seed of the Holy Thing. So the season carried Mary, and Mary too in that season carried the seed of the Holy Thing and brought out the manifestation of that Holy Thing in the season. This is what I'm trying to explain. We are carriers of dimensions of wombs in different dispensations. I repeat, we are carriers of dimensions of wombs in different dispensations. In another dispensation, another woman, God opened a season of deliverance for the people of Israel. Many women in Israel were giving birth under hostility, but one woman in that season gave birth to a deliverer. There are wombs of encounters. It opens. Sometimes we call it open heaven. Sometimes we call it open heaven. But I tell you that if there's going to be an open heaven, there will also be an open earth. I repeat, if there's going to be an open heaven, there will be an open earth. Remember that the reason why this concept is like that is this. Whenever the heaven opens, is because something has been planted in the earth. Take this from me. I said that anytime the heavens open, it means that something has been planted on the earth. For the heavens do not give rain without a seed in the earth. The heavens give rain because there are seeds in the earth. In the book of Genesis, it says that for God has not caused it to rain because there was no man to till the ground. Why? Because something must be in the earth. Sometimes when I'm teaching like this and God brings some of these things to my attention, I laugh because it amazes me, because then the truth is very parallel. Yeah, you can see a line of the truth. It never ends. He says, for the Lord has not caused rain to fall upon the earth because there was no man to till the ground. There must be a cause for which rain should fall. There must be a cause for an open heaven. So because we live in interdimensionals and different dispensations of the womb system, you can ask yourself, what season of the womb are you in? And this is the thing, the posture that we take in our season of an opening womb is very important. Somebody says posture. I want to tell you something, and then we will pray. I want to tell you something, we'll pray. Listen, womb, 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 womb. The most important thing about the womb is the posture of the carrier of the womb. What do I mean by posture? The most important thing about the womb is the strategic positioning of the carrier of the womb. And forgive me, let me bring this to your attention. You know, when God created the man and the woman, even on this platform, prophetically, when we started this womb thing, I said that all the men on this platform should put their hands on their head, right? And the women should put their hands on their what? On their belly, their womb. The womb of the man is the head. the womb of the woman is the belly, is posture, is strategic positioning. God is intentional about saying to the woman that you have come as an aid, a helpmeet. So your role is in the power of submission. Somebody say the power of submission. The power of submission is not inferior. Listen. In fact, submission is one of the most powerful posture you can take. In fact, if you come to have the spiritual understanding of submission, you would envy women that spiritually have this understanding as a man. I'm telling you. Because any woman in true posture of submission is damn so powerful. You look, is lethal. It's a lethal weapon in the hand of God. Did you hear Mary's salutation to the angel? And did you hear Zachariah's salutation to the angel? What was the difference? Okay, I heard that. Did you hear the angel's salutation and his comments to Zachariah and that of Mary? Zachariah was a priest who has served donkey years in the temple. Mary was a young girl who is just coming to know the things of God, but only open-hearted to the will of God. An angel appeared to Zechariah, a server in the temple of Moses. Somebody that goes to the covenant, the ark of the covenant, that he needs to be tied with, this thing that they tie them with so that he can ring the bells. Yes, he need to be tied with a rope because he's entering into the Holy of Holies. A man that enters into the Holy of Holies consistently. I'm showing you something about the posture of the womb. And then an angel appears to Zechariah and say that your wife, Elizabeth, is going to have a child. And this man is shaking like a reed and then also ask a question that the angel himself was shocked. As in, this thing is not possible. A man that is serving at the temple, a man that is a high priest. Look, guys, spirituality is not rituals. It's not cassock. It's not that big turban that you can use to cover your house in Ghana. That spirituality is not that. Spirituality is of the heart. Zechariah couldn't position himself as a recipient of a seasonal opening that God, in his sovereign right, is opening the womb of a woman called Elizabeth. But do you know what the Bible says? If maybe Pastor Lord will make the reference. I think it's Luke chapter 1. When the angel came, the angel specifically said that your prayers have been what? Answered. That means that Zechariah had been praying all this while that he needs a baby. He needs a baby. He needs a baby. But watch something. God didn't answer that, but he tied the demand of that man to the season of his womb opening. And then he came. And this man is acting in unbelief. And God said that because I am up about on a sovereign duty, I will shut your mouth, but I'll still perform what I have to do. I'm showing you these two faces. I'm showing you these two faces. Bear with me. I want you to put your hand on your head and put, if you're a woman here, put your hand on your stomach. Let's begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Let's begin to pray. Shabarababara. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Shabarababara. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The reason why I asked for the head is that look at two things that happened here. When the angel appeared to Zechariah, Zechariah was not the one who was carrying the womb, but he was the one that was praying for the opening of the womb. So he was representing the head. Now, this head, this time around, the head did not function as an opening. So the sovereign right of God shut the mouth of Zechariah so that he would not abort a divine mission. But it was the head at play, not the womb. Did you hear that in the Bible? The Bible says that the angel went to Elizabeth.
No.
Exactly. So when the head was dealt with, the womb was opened. Yeah. So with the man, through the head tip of the man, the womb opens. But in the case of Mary, the angel didn't appear to Joseph first. Why? Because the Lord himself was acting as the lordship over Mary.
Yeah.
And watch what happened. Immediately the pronunciation and announcement was made. Look at the humble submission of Mary to the word of the angel. And this is a woman that does not serve in the temple, has not been serving for donkey yet. She's young, but her heart posture was different. A humble place that let it be unto me according to your word. Let it be unto me according to your word. Two different posture. Now, I was bringing it back to the submissive place of empowerment for the woman. You would realize that submission is not weakness. In fact, God says that for us as leaders, he has called us as servant leaders. He didn't call us as leaders that lord our leadership or headship over those whom we serve. In fact, he says that if there is a great one among you, he must be the one to serve. That statement was not a statement that was made to make leaders feel good or anything. It is the absolute truth spiritually. So why? Because anybody that really want to grow and nurture and bring forth many must always take the servanthood position, the lowly position. So when God said that he has called the woman into the submissive role by divine assignment, this is why I say that if as a man we should envy, unless that woman truly spiritually in her wisdom does not understand the submissive role. But it is the submissive role that causes the womb to function well. How? Look at this posture. Do you realize that before a man has an intercourse with a woman, in order for the man to implant his seed in the womb of a woman, the woman will lie down.
Yeah.
Unless some of you, somebody say helicopter position. Unless some of you are flying in the air, I don't know how you take a seed in that position. But as the Lord wills it, you see that most form of intercourse that would implant a seed of conception in the womb of a woman, the woman lies down, the man is on top. In fact, I don't know if it is medically proven that if you are struggling to have a baby, there are certain positions you can be encouraged to take. Am I right or I'm wrong?
That's correct.
Thank you. And it would always be that the man would be on top and the woman would be below. Why? Because that position of intercourse, I mean people are just doing a lot of things for the fun of it, but the truth is that the position, and we always say Mishnah, the position in which a man engages a woman is an identification, or it proves that the woman is taking a lowly position in order to receive the seed from the man. Look, this again, if you don't hear the voice of the serpent and challenge your submissiveness, you understand that this is an empowering position. Let me show you one thing. The greatest womb and the biggest womb that we see physically all the time, which I mentioned, which is the earth. Do you know that as powerful as the earth is, you walk on the earth, you stand on the earth. Tell me, who walks under the earth? Is there anybody here who walks under the earth?
Not at all.
Is there anybody here that the earth says that I'm not happy with you, so today I'm going to walk over you? Can you can you stand there for the earth to walk over you?
Not at all.
But do you know that this same earth that we stand on, that we walk on, is the same earth that every food that has ever entered the mouth of mankind, we open the earth womb, we put that seed there, we cover it, and it gives us what we need to survive on. Show me any food that you ate that rained down from heaven, apart from the manna God gave to Israel. Even that one is stopped when they entered into a place where the earth that they lived on could give them food. Show me you the food you ate today. You ate, tell me that it didn't come from the earth. But yet, do you realize that anytime you plant a seed, you will see that the earth is below you, and you put the seed down?
Yeah.
We don't put the seed in the skies. The seed is always put below. The posture of the womb is perpetually a lowly position. And this is not a speech only in place of the woman. It's a speech as a universal truth that any man, any woman that is looking to position themselves in a place where they would maximize the fruitfulness of their womb must take the lowly position, must take the submissive position, must position themselves in a humble state. So judge your heart. Judge your heart. That in the season of time, are you positioned in that place so that you can receive the seed of God for your destiny? Some of you, God wants to give you the seed of divine destiny, but maybe I will tell you where you are living. That posture must change tonight.
Amen.
Oh, I repeat, I said that posture must change tonight.
Amen.
I said that posture must change tonight.
Amen.
We want to take the position and the posture of Mary. Listen, the seed of God is potent, but our posture would allow God to manifest what he wants to manifest out of us. Our posture is what will bring out exaltation. If God will lift you, the posture of your womb must be in the lowly place so that the seed of greatness can be planted. The seed of greatness might be from above, but it is planted below. Jesus, the sovereign one that came to save us, he was great. His seed was great, but it was given to a lowly woman who gave birth to him in a lowly place in the manger, who in that lowly state kept him and hid him. Look, I'm telling us that if our eyes open to the posture, to the mystery, to the system of the womb, we will do great exploit. Lastly, what I want to add to it, I have more. Monday coming, we will continue. What I want to add to it is that, listen, there is a period of the womb that is very important to me, and it is the period of gestation, where you nurture a seed in the womb. You know, every person that becomes heavily pregnant becomes weaker. Am I correct?
That's correct.
If a woman becomes pregnant, the more what's in her grow, the weaker she becomes. Is that not the case?
That's the case. That's true.
Oh, is a man who is speaking here? Or the women that carry the womb, where have you gone to? I said that the more the whatever is in the woman grows over time, she becomes weaker. Is that true? Good, thank you, women in the house. Now, listen, in that place you become vulnerable. Look, if we bring this truth into our way of life, because most our womb spiritually is unseen, and the things we carry are unseen, we measure our spiritual strength by the way we live physically. So a person might be told about, I want to use marriage. Oh, you're about to be married to this man, blah, 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 blah. The person will not look at the spiritual cycle of the conception of the womb system, and out of excitement will go about telling everybody, doing this, doing that. I mean, even out of the excitement will begin to leave anyhow, both man and woman. By the time they realize, what was meant to be good had been destroyed. Why? Because they didn't realize that when the thing came into a place of conception, like anything that will be carried into the womb, it has a phase of vulnerability. This is not a sinful thing. This is not because you sinned, it made the thing vulnerable. No, I am saying that naturally and spiritually, anytime you carry something, it comes to a place where the thing becomes vulnerable. And in that vulnerable state, you need to be protected. You need to protect yourself, and you need to protect what you carry. If not, things that are in the womb are easy to kill than when they are born. I'm telling you. Look, there are people that can, sorry to bring some of these things, but there are wicked people that can know that a person is pregnant. They know what to give to that pregnant person to drink, eat, or even do some things, and then the person will lose the baby. Yeah. There are men that hunt for the seed of the womb, like Herod. Yeah, because of the state of vulnerability. I'm telling you that in the cycle of the womb system, there is a phase of vulnerability that you need to be aware of. Don't play the Superman. Play the hidden man of the spirit and know how to nurture and grow things that are secret until you give birth to them. And even after giving birth to them, it spiritually sometimes is recommended, as stated, you hide for 3 good months. We expose certain things too quickly to our detriment, forgetting that there is a vulnerable state and you need to be protected. People in their state of carrying divine destiny, they go about. Instead of them staying in a place of prayer, they go about. They will talk more to other people about what is going on in their life than pray to God more about what they need to do to protect what is going on in their life. It's posted, it's shared, it is here, it is there, it is here. They just will talk about, but these same people to pray, they will never pray about it. They only want to come and pray about it when they see that it is beginning to swell. Then they will start running. And this, I told this person, I think the person is the witch. He has done that. There is a vulnerable state. God expects you to know that in that state, we don't do anything anyhow. And that is, though that is coming to bringing us to a place where we are going to enter into prayer, that would actually be where we pray from. And if you are a man here, please don't think I'm speaking to women, but God has given us women to help us understand more the mystery of the womb, because in that heavy state of her pregnancy, even to pick a thing from the floor, please pick it for me, pick this for me, do that for me. Anyway, if you are here, we haven't gone over our time because we did announce that tonight we'll be praying. Praise the Lord, I'm correct, right?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. So, please, don't do that to yourself. Look, there are men, they ended $1 million contract because they went to speak to somebody else. They couldn't keep their mouth shut. There are men, they were demoted out of their position because they called one man and said that, the president is giving me the position. Immediately he left, that man called another man. Have you heard what is happening? Call the president, change it. This guy is no good. That's the end of it. Why can't you be silent for a period of nurturing? It's not always about demons. God has made certain things that way. Even the seed you put on the ground, in the ground, to grow, when the seed is dying to bring forth an embryo, you don't see it, do you?
No.
Exactly. Why? Because God has not given to us to know that stage, and we must respect that. We are going to pray. We are going to pray from a place where vulnerability sets in. And in that place, it takes God to sustain us. But we need the wisdom for that season. And that's the first thing we are going to ask for. God, tonight, give us the wisdom to handle every phase of the system of the womb. We need that wisdom. You know, when women are pregnant, normally we want the older women to get closer to them. Why? Because they would teach them a lot of wise things concerning how they would cultivate, keep a baby, and bring the best out of what they've conceived. Is that not the case? Yeah. When a woman is pregnant, we don't allow her friends, there's playmates to be. Have you heard that when a woman is going to give birth, it is her playmates that bring the baby out?
No.
In that sense, it's not playmates, it's not your age mates. We need wisdom to guide us. We need wisdom to guide, because you are carrying something precious. Many people have played with their destinies. They've used their marital destinies for play. My talk partner, my chat, or how did the gossip partner, my jest partner, they changed it. First used to be gossip, now they say jest. I don't know where they are going next with it. Look, households have been destroyed because people couldn't keep their mouth shut of what they were carrying. And let me tell you, sometimes even the seed you carry is a phase of trouble where you are going through to be an overcomer. And the winning battle is already conceived in your womb. And just for you to keep quiet and overcome, what they are summoning now, you are walking about, talking to everybody about the matter. You will never win such a battle. Yeah, every battle you go about telling people, you will never win. Why? Because when you know how to fight in silence in the knee place of God, there is a foot that steps into your battle. And it has the ability to shut every mouth. Even if you are the one at fault, ask the woman who was caught in adultery but met Jesus on the way. He used one finger on the ground. He shut the mouth of everybody that was present, including the high priest that were with their biggest stones amongst them. There is a hand that is able to step into your matter. So keep your mouth shut. Learn how to war secretly. It's also part of it. One marriage, everybody knows about. You are global news. Everybody knows about what is wrong with your marriage. One finance issue, everybody knows. Learn how. The gift of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit to suffer long, it's not, you think it's to suffer long only. There's certain, it applies to everything. Certain things, you learn how to keep it. We pray for wisdom. Let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. Everybody on this platform, let's lift up our voice and begin to pray. There is a dimension of wisdom given for the system of the womb. In the name of Jesus, please unmute yourself and let us begin to pray. God, give us the wisdom in the name of Jesus to handle this phase. In the name of Jesus, give us the wisdom. Pray with us. Pray with us. Kapala babadala babaraba. Meto shatila babala babaraba baraba. Imado shatala babala babara baraba. Shababala babaya babara babara babaraba. Ebala badua katenda la babala baraba. Grant us that divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. Abiria tandila baraba barabaraba. Jababala babadila babaya babara baraba. Ebabala babara babadila 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 ba. Metala babadila braya tetala baraba.